This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States Wednesday blacklisted what it called, quote, key enablers, end quote, of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, reinforcing efforts to push Damascus back to UN-led negotiations to end Syria's nearly 10-year civil war. The United States imposed sanctions on an additional 13 entities and 6 individuals, including the governor of the Central Bank of Syria, in this fresh round of sanctions aimed at cutting off revenue for Assad's government. The actions freeze any U.S. assets of those blacklisted and generally bar Americans from dealing with them. Washington already bans exports to Syria and investment there by Americans. Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration slapped sanctions on a powerful Cuban general and business leader in its latest move to heap pressure on the communist island weeks ahead of U.S. elections. The Treasury Department took action against Luis Alberto Rodriguez Lopez Calleja, a son-in-law of former President Raul Castro, who heads a conglomerate with wide economic interests, including hotels affiliated with the military. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, revenue generated from their economic activities, quote, is used to oppress the Cuban people and to fund Cuba's parasitic colonial domination of Venezuela, end quote. Wednesday, Hungary's justice minister called a European Union report on the rule of law, quote, absurd and false, end quote, and blasted its sources as, quote, biased, end quote. The annual commission's rule of law report raised concerns about judicial independence in Hungary as well as in Poland, an assessment Hungary's justice minister dismissed. And he insisted sources for the report came from civil society organizations funded by Hungarian-born U.S. philanthropist George Soros. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan vowed to pursue military action against Armenian separatists Wednesday in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region until there's a full Armenian withdrawal from the disputed territory. The two sides are engaged in the heaviest fighting in years over the enclave, an ethnic Armenian province that broke away from Azerbaijan during the collapse of the Soviet Union. The long simmering conflict erupted Sunday with both sides blaming each other. Wednesday, Armenia and Azerbaijan rejected international calls for a halt to fighting and negotiations. Nearly 100 people are confirmed to have died in the flare-up. A court in the capital of Minsk Wednesday sentenced Belarusian basketball player Yelena Levchenko to 15 days in jail for taking part in protests demanding the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. Belarus has seen weeks of mass demonstrations since the six-term president was declared the landslide winner of an August 9th presidential election that his opponents say was rigged. Levchenko is a player on the women's national team and a championship winner in the Russian, Lithuanian, and Polish leagues. Authorities in Spain's Balearic Islands battling a rapid transmission of COVID-19 in the tourism magnate of Ibiza are announcing 15 days of new restrictions starting Friday. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Officials say restaurants, bars, gyms, and places of worship will only be allowed to host 25% of their normal capacity, while social gatherings will be capped at 5 people maximum and playgrounds will remain closed. Existing measures have only managed to bring down the rate of infection slightly. The goal is to protect the future of tourism in the archipelago. Ibiza is itself a magnet for many tourists attracted by its beaches and world-famous nightlife. I'm Charles de la Desma.
India now has more than 6.2 million total COVID-19 cases out of its 1.3 billion citizens. But a new study by national health authorities says the actual number could be 10 times higher. The Indian Council of Medical Research reported this week 1 in 15 individuals over 10 years old contained the antibodies left behind from an earlier infection, based on blood tests taken of more than 29,000 people across the nation between mid-August and mid-September. The survey showed 15.6% of all slum residents were found to have antibodies, compared to 8.2% for all non-slum urban residents and 4.4% for rural residents. India is second only to the U.S. in the number of coronavirus cases and deaths. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.